Last week in Togiak, two couples moved into their new HUD houses. They were the first in the state to take advantage of a down payment assistance program from the Bureau of Indian Affairs. With that, the Martins and the Nicks will have roughly half the mortgage payment to make and took deed to their homes on day one. KDLG's Dave Benninger was there as they moved in.
It was a moment for some celebration in the village. Laura and Nels Martin paused at their front door Wednesday for pictures as a set of keys were handed over. A dozen or more people helped cheer them on as they took ownership of their new home.
I want to cry, but I was there. Wow.
All on hand toured the new four-bedroom house, unfurnished but complete with new appliances and a spectacular view across a meadow to the hills. It was built to six-star energy efficiency, meaning it's tight, warm, and has LED lighting throughout. As her first guests filed out, Laura Nels was so excited her words were getting away from her a bit.
Today is the happiest days of my moment to get a brand new house, and I feel like I'm very blessed. And thank you for BBHA and BIA for helping me out.
Brenda Acklecock is the executive director of the Bristol Bay Housing Authority and was admittedly a little emotional as the Martins and Nicks stepped into their new homes.
Well, it's the first time in the state of Alaska that the BIA Housing Improvement Program, Down Payment Assistance Program, has ever been used by a family.
She says regulations were just passed in Congress last December, allowing the Bureau of Indian Affairs to work closer with tribes and with the Housing Authority for what Acklecock calls a wonderful new program.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs provided $75,000 as a down payment for each family. Because of that, they were able to qualify for a mortgage through Bristol Bay Housing Authority. They get the deed to their home right up front instead of waiting 15 years of making payments in the old lease-to-own program. So we're very proud of Togiak and these two families.
And with that down payment, the 15-year mortgage price was dropped from $300 a month to just $172. Of course, working through two programs meant a mountain of paperwork, and Acklecock commended the two families for sticking through the process. In her house, just next door, Sophie Nick checked the space and the amenities. There's a gun safe provided, propane stove, cold well water, and two sources of heat, including an oil drip stove in the living room that'll add some ambiance. These homes cost roughly $400,000 to build in Bristol Bay, but the Housing Authority says they are built to last and easy to maintain. Nick says she and her husband John had waited in line for a HUD home for years, but on Wednesday, they had the deed to their new home in hand, a manageable mortgage, and an excited outlook for the years ahead.
I'm happy about it because I've been praying about it, that I applied for the housing for how many years, and finally approved.
She says all that was left to do on Wednesday was start moving in the furniture. Reporting from Togiak, I'm Dave Benninger.